Welcome to Manager Tools. Are executives managers? Part two. Here we go. This cast answers these questions. Are executives managers? Should executives do manager things? When should executives not behave like managers? Well, if you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
The cast, like, are executives or managers? There's no question we're going to talk about roadmap. If you're a manager, you want roadmap, you want to buy a license to Manager Tools so you can get access to roadmap as an individual to help you roll out the Trinity, one-on-ones, feedback, coaching and delegation when it comes time, and to measure your work privately for yourself. And if you're an executive and you're thinking about upgrading the value, the effectiveness of management in your organization, it's not about buying training. It's not. It's about measuring behavior after the training. And the best way to do that, the only way that we know how, with an app geared to specific manager behaviors that can be taught, is with Roadmap. Come to the website, click on the Roadmap on the front page, and we'll tell you all about it.
Okay, so you said all executives are managers by definition almost, right? So
yeah, almost all, yeah.
They don't always behave like it. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you have a superstar genius who literally noodles around in his head with Black-Scholes equations in his spare time. And if you don't know what that is, and that's obscure financial reference.
Give me a call.
Yeah, exactly.
I spent my life tearing my hair out for about a year around that stuff.
That's right. I'd forgotten about that. I mean, if you have that guy, and he or she is just gifted, specially gifted, like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man, where he drops the matches, and he says 641, and he had him right, you know. If you have that guy, you don't want him or her managing people. So you create a job like chief risk officer or special assistant to the CEO for risk, and that person's an executive, but they're not a manager. But that's an exception, generally speaking. And you'd want to believe that executives understand that when you put all that, those parameters that we suggested, management, leadership, far from the bottom, time, locus of thinking, and so on. You think, okay, executives should understand that if they've got directs, they should do manager things, but all the evidence is they don't. And basically, they have reasons. And over the course of the years, I've heard a lot of reasons. I'm going to walk through the reasons so that you understand that if you hear someone say these things, they are trotting a well-worn path that is completely unsupportable by the facts or their responsibilities. And if you catch yourself straying into this territory, if you're a young executive, slap yourself upside the head and get back on the true path to being a professional. So here are some things that I've heard. Mike's heard them too. Being an executive is more important than being a manager. Now, the beauty of this one is it's partially true. The organization proves that by paying executives more generally. And by the way, if you have been promoted 5 times in managerial roles and your 6th promotion is the one that the organization considers to make you an executive, and it might be 3, it might be 6, it might be 9, don't worry about that. Let's just say it's 6. Let's assume you've gotten 7% raises when you got your promotions. I'm making this up. Don't write in and tell me I'm an idiot. Okay, 7% every time you got a raise, every time you got a promotion. When you get promoted to executive, the raise is going to be 30%, and there's going to be contracts to sign and so on. The organization proves that you're worth more because they pay more. That's the economics of internal organizations. If you get paid more, what you do is more valuable than what managers do. And if you're a new junior executive and you've just gotten the biggest raise of your career, it's easier to say, that's because I have executive level responsibilities, than it is to say to yourself, that's because I'm managing more people now. Because you have been managing more people on those other promotions, but this promotion was not just a step increase. It was a, uh-oh, wow. And your spouse goes, wow, we're going to go there for vacation? Yeah, that's how it is. So that's true. But being a good husband is more important than me keeping the house clean, let's say, if that's my responsibility. But that doesn't authorize me to live in a filthy house. Being an executive does not absolve one of the responsibility of being a manager to his or her team of directs. And it only takes a few hours a week. And if President of the United States can do the stuff that we teach, then you can too. You're not that busy, especially if you're a junior executive. You're busy, but not that busy. The next thing you'll hear people say is, well, Mark, you know, being an executive is just way harder than being just a manager. This one always ticks me off because a year ago, they were proud of being that senior manager. Now, that role they used to be in, that's a just role. I was just a manager before. Like, wow, puff up your chest, you look bigger and you'll pop. That said, being an executive is way harder than being just a manager. You know, in all humor, there's truth. And I've been describing this for years. I know many of you who are longtime listeners have heard me say this. And it's my way to encourage managers to learn how to delegate early. When you get promoted to be an executive, as a general rule, your workload triples. Maybe you actually have less directs, but that's not the point. Your total workload probably triples. There's a lot more to do at the top of the organization than most people realize. And after tripling your workload, they take away a third of your available time because you're always in meetings. Now, look, you can complain about those meetings, but they're necessary because you have to build relationships to a new level of depth and strength at the top of the organizations. As I've said before, if you're the VP of manufacturing, and you think there's something you could do on the line, the production line, really cheaply, that would give a product that you're selling a really new twist that you think you've asked around privately, you really think could sell. But if the VP of sales hates your guts, that product will never get bought by a customer. Because you can't just produce it and start selling it. You have to have a team of executives at the top. There's no individual decision-making at the top. In fact, at the event I went to last night, we were talking about, I talked to the CEO and he says, you know, pre-wire. He said, yeah, I don't go into any meetings without my people already having told me what I'm going to hear, what I'm going to see, and what they expect me to say based on the vetting we've already done prior. So you're going to have relationships at the top. You want to be in those meetings so you can rub shoulders with the people who you're going to trade favors with. Look at it the other way. If you're the VP of sales and you're getting great input from customers saying, you know what, I love this product. You tweak it here, though, I'm doubling my orders. And you're thinking to yourself, can't imagine that's more than a 1% or 2% price increase, and yet they're doubling their orders. So I call up Mike, the VP of manufacturing. He won't even return my calls. What am I going to do, go whine to the CEO? He won't return my calls. Welcome to adult land. Yeah, as one of our kids likes to tell us. Want me to call the whambulance for you? So you've got a 5 times bigger weight on your shoulders compared to your old managerial duties if you're not ready. Because being an executive is way harder than being just a manager. Again, why do you think you got the biggest raise you've ever gotten? And you had to join the company's political action committee and donate to it and have an employment contract. And look, managing requires ingenuity and creativity. It does. But it's much more about internal processes and systems which are controlled and controllable, even if you're not the one controlling them. Thinking about markets and customers and competitors is an order of magnitude harder than thinking about internally well-established processes. Even if you think you know what's happening in the market, you're just making up a story that fits the data that you have. The market is too complex to understand. It's like that, I'm reminded of that, the joke we told at West Point for our philosophy class, Mike. Final exam question. Define the universe. Be specific. Give 2 examples.
Right.
Yeah, data isn't the market. But if you have a green or a red cell in a spreadsheet, that's controllable. That's knowable. So being a manager is hard. It requires ingenuity, creativity, flexibility. And it doesn't require nearly as much of that stuff as being an executive does. Now, all that is to say, if you've been good at something for a while, managing, and then they give you a new pile of stuff to do that you've never done before, and it's really hard, you're going to put all your time into the new stuff because you feel risk there, and you want to tamp down your risk. And so therefore, you tell people, look, being a manager, being an executive is way harder than being a manager. I don't have time to be a manager anymore. They've got me doing all this executive stuff, which, by the way, is the ultimate humble brag. I'm so sorry. I just can't be you anymore. I'm too important.
Yeah.
They trust me. I have top secret files.
We all know people like that. That's
what. Oh, yeah. Next thing I hear, and by the way, Mark, my directs don't need to be managed by me anyway. They're self-managing. You know, I didn't need to be managed by my boss. The newly minted executives likely managing folks who are very close to being capable to be an exec, to being an executive. In other words, he's managing people who are just like he was yesterday before he got promoted. And he didn't get managed his last job, working him for an executive he's now peers with. And he got to this level. So maybe that's the point. Less and less management as you go higher up. Why not, right? And the answer is, no, that's not actually how it works. There is a lot of behavior to support that, but not in the best organizations in the world. Another thing we hear, I'm a leader, not a manager. Slightly different than being an executive, being harder or more important than managing. Being a leader, as they're describing it here, is I'm not a manager, and therefore I don't have to do plebeian things. And this one kind of irritates us because one of the fundamental principles of being a leader, and Mike and I learned this at school, is you have to set an example. But if you say I'm a leader and not a manager, so I don't have to do manager things, I don't have to set an example for the people who work for me, saying I'm a leader, not a manager, is saying I'm too good to set an example for little old you. I'm so important to the organization, they don't want me spending my time being a leader because that would mean having to set an example. I'm just going to be an executive because I'm getting paid being an executive. Actually, no, you're getting paid for results. You wouldn't want to slip up. Another thing that they say, and this one's, I think, fairly clever, I won't get in trouble for not managing. And they won't, generally. Executives don't get in trouble for being bad managers. But she will get in trouble for not achieving the key results she's supposed to achieve.
Right. So it's kind of true, but a little short-sighted, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And if you don't manage and you don't have, and you didn't pick your team, and you don't build good relationships with them, you might start out okay, but it won't be sustainable. And if you're an executive, everything you do is supposed to be sustainable. Otherwise, if executives do non-sustainable things, pretty soon the organization will be non-sustainable. It's just how things work. But another thing, people don't say it this way, but you get the hint that I feel like an executive when I do things only executives can do. And by the way, those things don't include things like reading status, asking questions as a matter of routine, following up, following your schedule, staying on top of email.
Giving feedback.
Returning phone calls. Yeah, coaching people, delegating.
Right.
Yeah.
All those things that are merely managerial responsibilities.
Exactly. Yeah. And folks, hopefully you can hear the scorn and the cynicism in our voice, because if you're an executive, you're also a manager. You have plenty of time to be a manager. You ain't all that. You never will be. Okay. Your spouse maybe giving birth is all that. Your family member fighting cancer is all that. Being an executive is not all that. Now, having to be the person that delivers a layoff message, that's all that. But not being a manager, you ain't that good. Another thing, I just don't have time. And we mentioned this previously. But at least this excuse isn't being tarted up as a put down of managers, right? It's, I'm too cool for that. It's just an acknowledgement that I've got five times the work and I don't know how to handle it. Well, the first thing you do is systematize some things so you minimize the amount of time they take. And we've said it before and we'll say it again, guys. Managers who engage in one-on-one, managers or executives who engage in one-on-ones the manager tools way, we guarantee you will get more time back in your calendar than you spend in one-on-ones. We have data to support it. So all these reasons are reasons we've heard over the years for usually new executives, but also some seasoned executives, what they say, what they have for not behaving like managers. And there's a part of those people that know that they should. But for these reasons and others, even though it makes them probably feel a little bit oily at times, they generally don't. On the other hand, there are reasons why execs should behave like managers. That's the last should I'll give you, because we don't like that word. We want you to behave like managers while also handling your executive responsibilities. Now, it's counterintuitive to a lot of young people, a lot of executives, a lot of managers, that if you spend time on problem or issue B, issue A will get better. But managing is just the efficiency and execution part of executive leadership. Leadership is not just setting the example and having an idea and walking away. Leadership is having an idea, setting the example, making the decision, which is both a choice and a plan to implement, and then being well enough involved in the planning and implementation that you can manage the implementation. You don't put your best foot forward with a great idea because you think of yourself as an executive, only to drag the other foot behind because management is beneath you. Okay? Churchill said, however beautiful the strategy, you should occasionally look at the results. Doesn't matter how good your plan is. If it's poorly implemented, nobody's going to think it was a good plan. Or if you go around telling people it was a great plan, but it just didn't turn out well, you're throwing your people under the bus. So look, guidance. Executives must manage because it sets an example for other managers in the organization. Executives who engage in managerial behaviors say to others, I do these things because they work, and therefore I expect you to do them. I won't ask you to do something that I won't do. In other words, me getting promoted to executive doesn't mean I'm no longer responsible for being a manager. I'm going to expect you to do it, and by gosh, I'm going to do it. And if I'm halfway worth my salt and my experience, I'm going to be as good as you at it. Or at least I'll be above the mean for everybody in my organization because I've been doing it longer and I'm smarter because I'm where I am. But it may not come natural to me. I'm still willing to work hard for it. And I know if I do them, not only will I get benefit, but so will you, both as a direct, I'm not doing it only because it benefits me, and because you'll be learning what it is to be a good manager from me and experiencing the fruits of that as a direct of a good manager.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we've almost everybody's heard about leaders and executives is set an example, right?
So, yeah.
Set an example doing the managerial responsibilities.
Yeah, I would say the setting example is fairly weak in corporate executives. Fairly weak.
That's sad.
Yeah, but it's changeable. That's why we're here. Another thing, executives must manage because, in other words, they must engage in managerial behaviors because relationships matter more than ever. You cannot maintain great relationships at your level and above as an executive, and then let wither the relationships with those people underneath you on the org chart and look in the mirror and call yourself ethical about your relationships with people. No, you're just a suck up. Okay? If you can walk with kings, but not lose the common touch. I think I've got that slightly wrong from the meter of that. If you lose touch with your team, trust will start to degrade, and trust is the engine of effectiveness in the organization. I'm taking it from someone who didn't know that when I was a young officer, and the organization, your team, will start to sputter. You may be thinking about the next rung on the ladder, and there's nothing wrong with desiring more authority, provided you're ethical about it. But remember that the further away from the bottom you get on that ladder, it's probably worth to check the strength of the rungs holding you up so high before you start coveting the next one up the ladder. Because the fall from grace is, you know, the higher you get on the flagpole, the more your butt's exposed.
Yeah.
And look, executives must talk about performance because the higher you go, the more demanding the standards. You can't stop or continue not giving feedback at executive level because people don't need it. The standards are higher, for heaven's sakes.
Well, and it's harder to get done, too. Standards are not only higher, but the complexity of the work and the difficulty of the work that you're asking the organization to do gets harder.
Yes. Now's not the time for, that was fine, we'll talk later, sort of faint-hearted platitudes. Good job, guys. Or, hey, yeah, maybe we could do that better next time, right? Now's the time for candor built on trust. Rest assured, guys, if you're an executive now and you mess up at this level in front of the CEO, candor will be in your future. And then the question would be, what would you want from your executive boss? You want silence from your boss? If you don't want silence from your boss, you got no business not being a manager to your team of directs as an executive. If your boss is not setting the example, fine. Have yourself a 15-minute tizzy fit. Go drink a beer, have a cigar, have some scotch, and then decide, I'm not going to do to my people what he or she is doing to me. Won't do it. Maybe I won't be as good as him. Fine. Because I don't want to be him. Next, executives must delegate because delegation is the engine of development at the top of the organization. 80% of development, improvement, learning, growth happens on the job, in the work, in the trenches, not in training sessions. Take it from a guy who delivers training. And you already have too much to do as an executive. You need to get rid of some of it. And frankly, you know, you could have helped out your last boss much more when she didn't trust you with anything because she was doing it all herself. But if you don't delegate as an executive, you're going to get crushed. If you haven't built trust and relationships well enough yet, so you don't think you can delegate, fine. You're in pain for 6 more months and then you'll be out of it. Start with building trust and relationships. Start your one-on-ones. Start there. So that in 6 months, you'll know them well enough and you can start delegating. And delegation takes a minute. And we've already given you casts on what to choose to delegate, what to say, whom to delegate to, how to decide. We've made it as simple as we can possibly make it. The fact is, managerial behavior isn't beneath executives. It's part of being an executive. You know what? It's like, you know that feeling you get when your baby is 6 months or 9 months old and they fall asleep in your arms and they're just so happy? And they're just like a sack of bones. They're like boneless, right? They're just so calm and so relaxed.
And we crave to be like them for the rest of our lives, right?
Yeah, and that feeling is, I think, absolutely a spiritual joy when you experience that, okay? Managing, doing managerial behaviors is changing dirty diapers. I talked to some young guy recently, and his wife had just given birth, and they're all excited. I said, okay, dude, I'm not going to tell you. If you want work advice, we'll talk about that some other time, but I'm telling you the most important advice I can give you now. I don't care if your wife doesn't work and you do. This is how to win. I'm telling you right now. Baby cries, middle of the night. I don't care. You get up. Don't whine to me about how bad sleep you are. Get over it. Okay? You're not going to look back on your life when you're 60 and go, I didn't get up for the baby. I'm a light sleeper. What a weaselly thing to say. So you get up, you go to the baby. You get some alone time with the baby, which is good. You change the baby. The baby gets in a clean diaper. Then you take the baby to your spouse, okay, assuming breastfeeding, and your wife feeds the baby, and then you take the baby back to the other room. And by the way, the baby's falling asleep, but now you don't wake him up by changing the diaper. You're a king. You're a prince to your wife and a king to your baby. Management is about changing diapers. They may not be sexy. I mean, I've said it before. Management isn't cool. It's not sexy. It's not pretty. They don't write books or do movies about it. They make movies about leadership and stuff because it's dramatic. It's about a volcano is blowing up. Good management is boring and repetitious. May not be sexy, but it works. You know, a baby that you love that smells bad because you never changed his diaper, not a good deal. Management is the implementation part of decision-making, which is both choice and action. You can probably, as an executive, get away without managing. But I can assure you, dark times lie ahead of you, to quote Dumbledore, and there will come a time when you must choose between what is easy and what is right. And remember Horstman's middleman rule. Would you want that visited upon you? Yeah. So summarizing, guys, executives are managers, even if you don't see the evidence of it. There are good reasons why people think I don't have to do that anymore, but those reasons aren't results, and they don't hold up. If you want to be good, you have to do your executive stuff and learn it, while also still continuing to manage. Do the right thing. Manage.
Awesome. Very motivational. Like, dudes, like, hey, everyone, let's go out there and make the world safe and change some diapers. The Diaper Cast.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll hear about it.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Enjoyed it. We'll talk to you. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week.
So long.